Okay, folks, this is it, the English programme. Yes, with me, Steve, radio goes pop. Hello, if you're watching on the high-definition video page, youtube.com/English Radio. This programme's also available on Mevio. It is, you know, folks, historyofbritain.mevio.com and iTunes as well. We're all over the place, we are, we really are. Okay, right, well, for the benefit of the audio boo listeners, we have a nice little jingle here. It's our welcome to audio boo
thing. Welcome to the English program, broadcasting on audio boo.
Oh, wow, that's very good. Yes, I don't think you could hear that. You could hear me singing, obviously, but you couldn't hear the actual jingle if you're watching this. If the audio boo people, you could. I want your feedback. I'm looking for sort of a 9 or a 10 out of 10, though, I think, for the melody. Yes, okay. Okay, folks, right. Well, this is part 2 of the programme we entitled Quidditch, because we had a question about Harry Potter, and we didn't have time to finish because the phone went. Oh, dear. It's very embarrassing when the phone goes. But the phone did go, and I had to stop halfway through the programme. So, the question, if I can find it, in Harry Potter, the balls in Quidditch, what are they called? Quaffles, yes. I'm not too sure if I gave you this one. William and Mary, where are they from? The Netherlands and the sea which divides England and Holland. It is the North Sea. Not too sure if we had that one in the previous episode either. We're all a little bit, well, suffice to say, we're not very organised, are we, Pilar, here on the English programme? It's a bit of a mess, quite frankly. We don't normally have the video, or we haven't had the video for a while. Last time we had the video, when I was doing an audio boo, we were in Spain, I think. Right, can we have a jingle, please, Pilar? Just stopped it for the benefit of the viewers who are probably wondering, why is Steve pulling a funny face? It's because it was very loud. Wasn't it very loud, Pilar? Yes, I was hoping for something sort of a bit nicer. The Adrina Thorpe Midnight one is quite nice. I like this one. Nice sort of background music. I don't mind that at all. It's very short. It's gone. Oh dear, bring it back, please. Have we got a nice little sort of jingly type thing? What's this one here? Bobby Moon, Difficult Day. Oh, it's the clock. It's the clock again, folks. Yes, what's going on with this clock? It's a strange clock sound. Oh dear. Why do we have the sound of clocks? I don't know. Okay, maybe the sound of clocks followed by the sound of water. And now silence. The Sound of Silence, great album. Okay, folks, here we go. Some more questions for you. Let me see, we have about 3.5 minutes gone. Time goes quickly when you're having fun, doesn't it, folks? Okay, here we go. Toad, Badger, Mole and Ratty. What is the name of the book they are from? It's question number one. I shall make a note of that so I don't lose it later. Who is known as the Friendly Ghost? Okay, I like that one. Next question, let me see here. Okie dokie. In which sport, you may know this one, you may not know this one, in which sport do they use a pommel horse? Any idea, anybody? Anybody? No. A pommel horse. Interesting. Okay, can we give you the answers to those three before we run out of time? A pommel horse is used in gymnastics, folks. Okay? The Friendly Ghost is Casper, and Toad, Badger, Mole and Ratty are from The Wind in the Willows. If you got those answers right, it means you're super fab, hip and trendy. If you got them wrong, it means you're rubbish. But never mind, thanks for playing along anyway. This is the English programme, which is available on Audioboo. Audioboo.fm/English Radio, and also on the old Twitter, twitter.com/English Radio. You can follow us. Okay, I'm going to stop Audioboo now.